And we go, yeah, coppers. How do you like me now?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Tidal. This is Static Radio.
He's a lot of energy there, Miles.
I want to welcome you.
Mr. Yeah, okay, we'll record. Okay. Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Millennium, get off your asses. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm sitting on a pole. I don't know. Just a very, just very hyper there for a second. You just, it certainly wasn't the guy I was just talking to.
No, I was going to do like a whole stupid thing, and I, at the last second,
oh, it petered out. Okay. Oh, so not only was it high energy, but it was a high energy wimp out.
Yeah, because I was going to do something stupid, and I didn't think it would be very funny. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. Here's my stupid thing. I was going to do.
Go ahead.
Roy, it's me, Nigel. Look out for the Titanic.
What's
iceberg dead ahead. I was gonna do that, and I last.
What the hell is
I,
that?
I don't know. See, I drive around thinking of stuff, but I just.
Who?
I thought,
what's Nigel in the Titanic?
I don't know. I don't know. It seemed funny at the time. It seemed funny, and then I thought, nah, doesn't.
Somehow this has to relate to your penis.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just whatever reason. Oh, he's just Nigel.
I was nude in the bathtub when I thought of this.
I was yelling up Periscope. Nothing was happening.
No, I don't know. You drive around, you know, you ever like hear a song on the radio and you make up your own lyrics. You're like, that's pretty damn funny. You ever do that, you know?
Sure, no, all the time.
But, you know, you think of funny things. Like, what if I did like this funny voice and then
Oh, I'm Nigel. Look out, here goes the Titanic.
It seemed funny at the time. I go, wouldn't that be a funny, thing to throw? Because you like me like to throw like weird stuff at you,
Oh, yeah, I do.
But then at the last second, I was like, nah.
I'm not going to be Nigel, and I'm not going to have the Titanic.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull up on this. I wisely did. Wisely, yeah. Anyway, that was more explanation than needed, but,
Oi!
Oi! Holy shit!
Blimey!
I was going to say blimey a lot.
Blimey.
Forget it.
Blimey! Nigel!
It's dumb.
Titanic!
It's
comes the iceberg!
I don't know, see? It could be funny. You had to work on it a little, but I don't know. It just seemed funny alone in the car.
I got this mental picture of you like racing up behind people, yelling this at them.
Boy me!
Here comes the iceberg, and everybody's like grabbing their ass.
There's a huge object headed your way, Roy.
It's cold. I call it my iceberg. It's really my belly.
It'll split you in two. Boy me!
Boy me!
I don't know. With a little work, maybe it would have taken off. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it needs to be a little more than just that. I think a little bit.
I know. And a little more than polish. You can polish a turd. A little bit.
We'll just call that Miles Tidal's unfinished bits.
Yeah, let's add it to the collection of bits that went nowhere. Sorry, listening audience.
Because the Titanic.
Blimey! I was going to say that throughout the whole, podcast.
Yeah, I don't think that'd go over so well.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it would have tanked.
Hey, you know what I learned?
What did you learn?
Miles Tidal's a fan of BikiniWorld.com.
I am. I was on the book, as you know.
Yeah.
I love to be on the book, as you know.
The Facebook, yes. And you can go to our Facebook page by clicking the little F.
That's right.
I'm going to put a FU on there, I think, for Facebook.
There you go. And, you know, yeah, I found this thing called Bikini World or whatever it's called.
Bikini World, and then there's Fun City.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Fun City. I happen to check Facebook like every now and again.
Yeah.
And there it is. I'm like, what the hell? And so I'm like, Bikini World. And so I'm like, well, that sounds, I know what that means. That's pretty obvious. Fun City with all the different letters all funky.
Yeah.
That I wasn't sure about. And I hesitantly clicked on it just to, you know, to see what the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I was glad that it wasn't like, you know, some kind of, you know, men who fuck goats or something. Crazy way,
right. Yeah,
it was just more bikini stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, there you go.
It's pretty much one and the same site.
Yeah,
think.
It seems like, yeah, it's just, just like, yeah. And so I'm like, all right, well, I see what Miles is doing with his spare time.
I am researching.
Boy, here comes the Titanic.
Boy, me, Roy.
And somehow it's I can see you saying that while you're looking at Bikini World or whatever.
So what? Yeah, so what? I was researching some stuff for the show. An upcoming show I'm thinking about doing.
Oh, really? What's the, you want to fill us in or no?
No,
no. Oh, okay.
It's under wraps right now.
It'll never, okay, I see.
Might go to the next.
This is all part of that. I'm telling my wife I'm doing research for this show. So
that's
therefore
right.
Therefore I can look at, you know.
I'll go to the next.
Girls getting it up the butt or something, and then.
I go to the next Trek Fest dressed in a two-piece. That's what I do.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody saying. Blimey a lot, yeah.
Boy.
Hey, speaking of that.
Would you like to talk to the troops?
Yeah, would you like to blimey? Here comes the Titanic.
Boy. Well, go ahead.
I watched. Finally, got to see. You know, since you stole my free ticket.
Yeah.
I finally got to see Star Trek the other day because it's on video.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it. It was good.
You know how many times I've watched that movie now?
Probably a lot on my free stuff. Yes, probably a lot.
Five.
Really? You've watched that five times, really?
Yes, I saw the IMAX, thank you.
Yeah. You can thank me for that, yes.
Oh, and I gave away your ticket, too. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
thanks, fucker.
And then I've rented it, and I've watched it four times at home.
On like in a row on the rental or what?
Yeah, I haven't brought the rental back. Yeah.
What kind of? What did you get at Blockbuster?
Roy,
yeah. Watch out! It goes like that.
Something about that green
that.
Girl. I'm telling. Did you see that?
Oh,
green
yeah, the
girl?
Green
you,
girl. I saw the green
did,
girl.
Did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, though she's
yeah.
Bikini World right there. Green
oh,
girl,
man.
Bikini World. Yeah, she's right up your alley.
Yes.
Where's Green Girls Gone Wild? That's what I want to see.
That'd be awesome.
No, it was a good show. I liked it. I hadn't seen it. You know, we hadn't really talked too much about it. I didn't want to know, but...
Yeah. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's good. I liked it. I liked it a lot, yeah.
It'd have been better if you would have saw it at the IMAX.
Yeah, I probably would have been much better to see it at the freaking IMAX, yes.
See, I got free tickets to the IMAX to go see these new Star Trek films.
Yeah, back when it was new, yeah. Huh?
And I did not tell Bob.
Right, you kind of slipped
it.
Out accidentally, and I'm like, well, how much did that cost? Oh, yeah, well, I got that free when I was at Trek Fest. Yeah, sorry. I got yours as well. Yeah, thanks.
And a gas card for like $50 to go there. So.
And a gas card?
No, I'm joking.
You ass.
I'm joking. Hey, I did have to pay for popcorn, so don't.
Well, yeah, small price to pay.
I thought they cheaped out there.
The I liked it, although did you watch the special features on the disc?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. I did.
My remote's broken, so I can't.
Oh, Christ. My remote's broken.
It's broken, man.
Mommy, Mommy, I can't. I went to watch the special features, but my remote's broken.
I have emotionally compromised.
Miles, here comes the Titanic. That's your mom.
What?
That was your mom.
My mom sounds like Fat Albert.
That's what she does.
What the hell?
Hey, Mom.
Miles, where's that remote?
Oh, Mom. Shit, I'm sitting on it.
Mommy, do we have any AAA batteries?
Oh, that's funny.
I need to see the special features on this Star Trek thing. I haven't done that voice in a long time.
I know you love that voice.
I love that voice.
You're so good at it, though. You're so
I know,
good at
I,
it.
I am. I'm an expert, evidently, at being retarded. So
you got me convinced. You can phone prank anyone with that voice.
Call up. Hello, J.J. Abrams. My remote's broke. I cannot watch the special features on your DVD. Perhaps you might be. kind enough to send me a brand new player, or possibly some AAA batteries.
I'm hoping they give away a new player at the next Star Trek.
That's how you're right gonna get here. Mine. Yes, thank you.
Hey, I won the door prize.
Hey,
cool.
Look.
Free DVD player. Cool. With remote. Cool.
And first prize of the costume contest goes this fat green chick in a bikini.
Surprise, bitches.
Because she's sporting some mean camel toe.
Holy God.
That's one Mons Venus you got there, honey. I know if you got some triple-A batteries. So anyway, it was a good movie. I liked it.
Okay,
actually, the special features were good too. I will tell you though that I was it was in the special features. If you ever get to watch them, if you ever find your AAA batteries and fix your remote or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
That the shaky cam and the lights into the lens thing.
Yeah.
Drive me a little crazy, but that was all part of the process, evidently. So.
Yeah. Perfect movie.
But I liked it. I really did. It was a good way to meld everything together. And funny enough, one of my favorite character from the movie, the new movie, was Dr. McCoy. Even though he didn't get a lot of play, you know, in the press and stuff.
You know, I said the same thing.
I thought he was hilarious. He was the funniest fucking.
He was
thing.
So right on.
Oh, totally, totally, yeah.
The one, the most right on of all of them.
Of all of them, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who that dude is, but man, he
brilliant.
Is so freaking right on.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, better than the Spock guy or.
Yeah.
The...
Better than all the other ones. He was brilliant.
I didn't like the Sulu guy.
You didn't?
No, that's a guy from like Harold and Kumar gets.
Oh, that's true.
Something.
That's Harold.
Yeah,
Kumar. Yeah, that's Harold, right? So.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, it's not Kumar.
No, are you Harold or Kumar?
I Captain. Scotty's pretty good.
Scotty was good as well, but I tell you, Dr. McCoy was just spot on. I just like that.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that dude and he started doing delivering his lines, I'm like,
that
you know,
is bones.
That would be the dude. That's the dude.
Yeah.
He got no play. He got no play at all. Nobody's talked
to
him.
Oh, no. No, he's in the movie a lot.
No, I mean, but nobody's talked him up in the press or anything, you know?
I know, man.
They're all, like, all over, you know, Spock and everything. It's like, no, dude, he wasn't. I mean, he did fine. He did a good job.
Yeah.
But
McCoy, man, was just right. Man, it was like that guy reincarnated, man.
I know.
Oh,
it was DeForest,
man.
Was DeForest Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
Reincarnated, yeah. And,
that guy.
But even better, though, is, you know, DeForest Kelly was old codger when he was first on the show, you know what I mean?
Right,
He was literally the Natalie Schaefer of Star Trek, you know what I'm saying? You know, Natalie Schaefer was in Gilligan's Island, but anyway. Mm. So I think this guy, though, did what, he did a very good job of being the young Dr.
Yeah.
McCoy, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, funny, and what I found amazing about the movie was it was very funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
A hilarious movie. It was much more of a comedy than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Scotty, oh, man. He's
yeah.
He's got the best lines in. Hey, did they have sandwiches in the future?
That's right. That's right. He is. He did a great job, too. But those two guys, they didn't get as much screen time as the majors there. But that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't so happy about Chekhov and Sulu.
Yeah, they were. Whatever.
Yeah. Uhura, though, man.
There you go.
Wow.
BikiniWorld.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to mention that. I like that. But let's, before we move on, let's give a shout out to our sponsor here this week. Petco.com is, I don't know if they're a proud sponsor, but they're a sponsor nonetheless of the Static Show here, Static Radio. And you can use our codes, petco.com/static, to get 10% off plus free shipping of all orders of $65 or more. Or petco.com/static10 to get just 10% off. So,
yeah.
And you know, Petco is the leading specialty retailer of premium pet foods online. What's are you getting bit by something there, Miles?
I actually have a cat in my lap. In honor of Petco, our sponsor, I actually have my orange and white cat in my lap.
Oh, really? Are we giving this cat away or no?
Oh, yeah, he can be given away. He can. This was the Walmart cat we got at Walmart. So.
Are we raffling off? What do you mean Walmart cat? What are you talking about?
Remember, we got this cat on Mother's Day at Walmart. It was in the parking lot. This lady was giving away.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, there's just females left. And somehow he changed his gender later. And yeah.
Sprouted a pair of nudicles or what?
Yeah. The biggest you ever seen.
There you go. Well, you know, when you rub them a lot, they grow. So anyway.
Well, thank you, Petco, for that, I think.
I'll be finished here. Petco's got over 10,000 high-quality pet-related products. You can go online at petco.com. If you check out, use petco.com/static or petco.com/static10 to get a deal. And if you can't remember all that, just go to our website, staticradio.com, and if you do /Petco, it'll give you all the details that I just mentioned. So we hope you, visit the sponsor and, help feed Miles' pussy.
There you go. He's running around right now, man.
Yeah. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun there.
I am.
Well, I was out today and... I had to eat out twice today. I was on a little tour of Central Missouri doing some work. And so I had a bit of an interesting day because of the way things timed out. I ate lunch early.
Right.
And then I ate dinner a little bit early because that's just kind of how it worked out. You know what I mean?
So, dinner.
Supper.
Lunch dinner.
You call lunch dinner?
No, but I know old school people that used to call it that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So I went to this place. You ever heard of McAllister's Deli? You ever heard of it? Oh, okay. Well, it's a chain, and it's pretty good. So I go to McAllister's. It's like 10:40 or 10:45, something like that, really early.
I've heard of Miles's Belly, but
McAllister's.
McAllister's. Let's stop by McAllister's.
So I was with my workmate there, and I'm like, we're going to have to get something to eat. You want to eat before, or do you want to eat, not eat until dinner time? Because basically we're not going to get a break. Or supper time. Yeah. Whatever. Jeez.
Just in case there's grandma and grandpa's out there. I don't want to confuse them.
So... So we go in there. It's like there's nobody there. It's like they just opened.
Gosh.
And so there's like, it seems like there's like 7 people behind the counter.
It's like a chain restaurant?
It's a chain.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. Where, I've only run across them in central Missouri, but I ate one in Jefferson City, and I've eaten one in Springfield, Missouri, and I've eaten one. I was in Columbia today. So, so anyway... So, it's like kind of weird because we're the only people in there besides people working, and they have like this big, like landing area. You come walking in the door and you got to walk all the way to the back to go to the counter,
Sure.
So like there, people are just standing there watching us walk at them, which is a little creepy.
Hey, look at people's level, but they don't.
Who's that guy with the fat lady? So then, we order and everything, and they're all, like, real nice and whatnot. But it just is kind of – it's kind of eerie when you go in some place to eat and there's, like, nobody there. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a weird experience. And then we order, and we're – I was with a workmate, so it's going to get picked up anyway. So I paid for it. And I turn around to hand my friend his workmate his drink, and he's gone. I don't know what – he went to the bathroom, I guess, but he didn't say anything. So I'm standing there with his drink, and I didn't realize he walked away. He didn't say a word, So now I feel like I'm at the place alone. So anyway, that was just a little odd.
So he's been beamed up.
Yeah. Somebody took him away, you know? I feel like it's going to Twilight Zone episode. Where's the guy I just came? You didn't come in here with anybody. So anyway, so then later we did our work and everything. We're heading back home, and it's like 4:30, and it's like a two-hour plus drive to get back home. So I'm like, you know, you want to get something for dinner. So we go to Chevy's, and again, there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
At 4:30, and there's like eight people working. It's like, you know, recession tumbleweed town or something.
Yeah.
And so then, but then you would think, now you would think that because there's nobody there, that you'd get like excellent service, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, well, I'm trying to anticipate like the exciting conclusion of this story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say, you would think you would get better because you're the only person there to give a tip, right?
So it's you and your soulmate.
Yeah, my buddy. And
going
so,
to the restaurant.
Chevy's. And so then it's, but the lady like, okay, here, blah, 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 drinks, blah, 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 I'll be right back.
Was she stuttering?
No, no, just talking really quickly.
I'm joking.
She goes, I can't, my remote's broken and I'm trying to watch this Star Trek. No. So anyway, she, but I mean, it's like super brief. And then she comes back, takes an order. I mean, everything was very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Very like curt and abrupt.
And ma'am, you'll have.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me the super Chevy burger with extra Big Daddy fries and cherry pie.
No, I had fajitas. I had fajitas. So fajitas, as you say at your house. Give me some of those fajitas.
My son's trying to chime in with some jokes here. Sorry.
What is it? What did he say?
He said salad with a Diet Coke.
So no, I would not get a salad with a Diet Coke. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I was eating some. That you were a little
tell him I was eating fajitas. Tell
you're
him
eating
that.
Fajitas.
Fajitas.
Yeah.
So, now you got me all thrown off with the whole salad and Diet Coke thing.
Well, we mentioned salad. Now you can't think. Oh, I wish I would have had that salad.
Well, no, I was going to ask you. So what would you – okay, so the bill came up to like 30 bucks or $33, something like that.
Shimmy Christmas for your fajitas?
Well, no, I had the other – I paid for the guy too.
Oh, what did he have?
I don't know. Quesadillas.
Breadsticks.
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 Breadsticks and Chevy's. Christ, what are
you
talking about?
Our allowance is only like $25, 30 max, and Pop's already spent like
vaginas.
Off water and breadsticks, I guess. But
no, I didn't go over.
He's maxed out our expenditures here.
So now, okay, you got this abrupt service scenario. What kind of tip would you leave on that bill?
Very low.
Well, give me a number,
Kreskin. I don't know. It was a $30. There's two of you. Did they actually come to your table and give you crap?
Well, they brought the food out, yes. And they brought at least one refill, yes. On my Dr. Pepper.
I don't know. Probably the bare minimum tip, I suppose. I don't know.
What would that be? Jesus fucking Christ, can't you come up with a number?
I don't know. What am I, Stephen Hawking with numbers? I don't know. I don't know.
I think we just had a revelation here. Miles cannot add or subtract at all.
I don't. What was it, a $30 bill?
Yeah, like
$33. $3, I don't know. Probably a fiver, I guess, for a $5.
A $5? Okay, that's like a decent but low tip, right?
Yeah.
I get so much shit all the time. That's what I gave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all you're giving? That's what I hear.
What, you got McCoy with you? Oh, that's just great.
I'm like, he's like, well, we got, I think we had.
Wait. It is not logical to give a good tip.
That's. Hey, quit quoting your son's material there.
You and your human hobgoblin. Bobblements.
So, yeah, I get hassled for the tip. on the bad service, you know, on basically mediocre service when there's like nobody else anywhere.
Yeah, I think I got Spock and McCoy eating out together. That's what I think.
You pointy-eared bastard.
So anyway, I don't know. I just was surprised. I'm like, because both places there's like nobody around. It's like, oh,
it would be illogical to be.
I felt like I was, in some kind of futuristic sci-fi movie where I'm like the last person to go get food or something, and they're all waiting. We're here to serve you, but not very well.
We just got shut down with H1N1, and
yeah,
no one will come in and eat. You're like the first guy we've had here in like 2 weeks.
Could be. I don't know. Ever since they found the fecal matter in the chips, they all got upset.
In the salad, someone had Splunk in the salad.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So, yeah, I know that was like a nowhere story. I was hoping you would jazz it up a little bit for me.
What can I do to jazz it up? There's nothing to jazz up. It is a Titanic. I couldn't turn it around.
Okay, Roy. Whatever. I thought, well, at least you would be able, you of all people, would be able to interject something into that.
I did. I said your buddy sounded like McCoy, and you sounded like a lame Spock. Analytical about it. You squeeze a nickel so hard you make a buffalo shit.
There you go. See, there you go.
You happy?
There's some more of that title one-liners there.
Thank you.
That you steal from everybody. Your regular Uncle Milty.
I did steal it. I don't care.
Who'd you steal it from? Larry Gelbart?
No, just somebody else.
Larry David.
You don't know him.
You don't know him. Don't worry about it.
You don't know about it.
Smidge Kirtlebaum or whatever?
No, it wasn't Smidge Kirtlebaum. It was Mitch Cumstein.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, it was just it was a long day, so I'll put it that way. It was a lot of weird. This one guy at the sandwich place, one guy at the sandwich place just kind of showed up next to the table all of a sudden, like scared the shit out of me while I'm trying to eat, asking how things were. Everything okay?
Beam over.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just I'm like, you know, eating, and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's standing here with a goatee.
Welcome to Nero's.
Welcome to McAllister's. How is everything today? It's fine, unless you guys put something in here and you're just kind of being weird.
Why don't you just waddle up to the salad bar, sir?
you're supposed to say ma'am. Because that was all. That's such a big bit there.
Yeah, that's true. Ma'am, you want to waddle up to the salad bar?
Ma'am, I happen to see you coming out of the men's room. That's not really acceptable here. We're not going to condone that kind of.
Not sure, what's doing there. So.
There you go. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I was bored by my story. I apologize.
You're like that runner from South Africa. You're not sure what she is. And she runs, for the girls' team.
Right, yeah.
Kind of like you. They're like, no one's really sure. Like
it's Pat, right?
What is it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miles.
Yeah.
You're a real, positive person.